Okay, good morning, Elena. First of all, I want you to tell me a bit about Stride and the cooperation between Stride and Tech 21.
Absolutely. So we are an education company working in schools, delivering programs principally around entrepreneurship and instilling entrepreneurial skills and values in the workforce of the future. If you want to think about flagship program, the easiest way probably is Dragon's Den meets The Apprentice. So it's a mixture of challenging children to come up with a new business idea and then actually make it happen, pitch it to a panel of judges, and produce products and sell products and services at a school fair. So it's all about children making it happen for themselves. So our partnership with Tech 21 came about because I saw them sponsoring an activity locally, so I knew that they were interested in the community. And when I had a look at them in a bit more detail, I could see that they're a very entrepreneurial company, and they're very curious in their approach to products and solving problems. And that curiosity is exactly what we want to stimulate in children to come up with new business ideas. So I approached Tech 21, and that was back in 2016-17. So for the last 3 years, Tech 21 have been supporting Stride programs in now their 10th school in the borough, whereby they sponsor a full program. And not just that, they come along to judge the children's work, so they come and engage with the children. And the icing on the cake is that they invite the winners, so the children with the best pitch, back to 21 for a workplace visit, which is a bit of a highlight for them, coming into the boardroom for squash and biscuits to learn about the company and to actually meet their real life counterparts in the business. So in Stride programs, we have a finance manager and a marketing manager and a sales manager, and they come into Tech 21 and meet all those people for real. So it's a fantastic real life experience for the children.
Do you think in the current national curriculum that the children are quite corridored into just these basic subjects, and there does seem to be a need for what you're doing is to incorporate the general learning skills of the basic subjects with going out into the big world and creating a place for themselves?
Mm-hmm. So when we started back in 2014, it coincided with a government report that was called Enterprise for All, whereby this report called for not just the academic side of children's learning to be developed, but all of the soft skills and other skills that employers need when children come out of the education system at the end. And this is something that's been identified by the CBI, the BCC, British Chambers of Commerce, as well as lacking in young people. So we go in and develop those skills. And what we also find is that children who aren't academic can become disengaged really quickly with the whole education system. And what this program does, and we see it time after time as we're delivering the program, is it allows the less academic children, the ones who aren't the high flyers, who aren't the top of the class, to recognise that they have fantastic skills, which could be in design, which is obviously really important to a company like Tech 21, could be that they are a chatterbox and they're great at sales, and they can find their niche. And so we really, really see engaged children, irrespective of how well they're performing in those kind of really valued academically valued subjects, such as, you know, maths, English, the science subjects. And the year that we deliver it to, which is year six, which is 10 and 11 year olds, children are under this immense SATS pressure, and we see ourselves as the antidote to SATS. And when we go into schools, children are off timetable, off maths and English, but using all of those subjects with Stride, because we get children to create a budget, we get them to go and spend money on raw materials that they need to make their products and services. So they're using all of their academic skills, but in a fun and real life way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because it's crazy. Some people come out of school and they don't know why they pay tax, or they don't know what NI is, they don't know anything about really what goes on in their life. Mm-hmm. Where if they achieve or they don't achieve, how actually they're going to manage. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this competition with the phone design.
So we've got Tech 21 and Stride have a great relationship with a number of schools in the borough through the work that Tech 21 have done sponsoring all of these programmes. So we approached Achieving for Children, who manage all of the schools in the Richmond and Kingston boroughs, to offer them this programme to, again, put their put the children's skills to the test in a design competition. And we came up with the sustainability thread, which fits in so well with, again, Tech 21's values about creating more sustainable products. And it was an absolute resounding success. So the number of schools that took part and the number of children, which I think was close to 1,000 children who participated. So massive task for Tech 21 to find winners there. But it really allowed children to express themselves, to use their design skills, and again to see the world of work, because they can see that there is a job that is actually designing attractive things for consumers to buy. So there were four winners, one in each of the year groups of year 3, 4, 5, and 6, and they're all going to receive an actual copy of their phone cover that they've designed, as well as a Stride program for their school. So it's an amazing prize and a fantastic competition.
And how on earth did you pick the winners? What was the criteria that, that made the winners stand out from probably a multitude of other designs?
Well, as a non-design expert, I would have to pass that question over, because I really don't know. I would pick the prettiest one with the best message, but I'm not a design person.
Colin, how did you pick those designs?
Yeah, good question. I mean, we had a number of different things we were looking for. We were looking for creativity. We were looking for the strength of the message. And we were kind of looking for some unique designs that were coming through. And we saw that across all different age groups. Some of the kids were clearly super talented artists. Some of them were clearly really creative in terms of the design mixes, the colours, the patterns that they were using. And that just allowed us by year group to really identify some strong winners and runners up. And we had such an array of different designs. It was a very, very difficult process to get it down to a handful of winners who went on to actually see their designs live on our website. But super interesting process. Amazing amount of creativity, and clearly a lot of designers for the future.
And some children are just generally academic, they're just good at everything. And some children, you want to find that niche that they're good at. So when you were picking them, did you know whether you were dealing with academic children, or did you know that some of the children would actually benefit more from this sort of accolade? Is that a hard question?
It's a hard question. I think what you can see is that there are children who've got clear talents for art and design. Whether or not when those children are back in the classroom, they're also great at maths and English, I have no idea. But what we can clearly see is there's an aptitude for art and design and creativity, which I think are some of the skills that that will be even more important in the future as certain tasks become more automated. That creativity is not something that can be replaced by technology, in my opinion. That's a human skill that should be nurtured, encouraged, and hopefully this programme has allowed us, together with Stride, to do that.
And do you think this is a wonderful opportunity for schools in this area? You think of linking up with other tech companies over the country to try and introduce a similar program to other schools?
I think that the work that we've done in our local area has been really positive for the children involved, and the ability to take that kind of program nationwide is really exciting. So how we do that might depend on the partnerships that we have, such as yourselves, and how you can spread that message to other companies who might also want to partner with local charities to do that. But a national program of bringing out creativity in our school children in the UK would be fantastic.
Hallelujah to that one. Yes, we'll do our very best to help you. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.